The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents. Saying, 'Master, you hand me over 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what is my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. I was living the American dream. I was working as a church musician, a job that I loved and felt called to. My wife and at the time 2 daughters, we now have 3, and we all owned a house, white picket fence and all. We even had a cat with a temperamental attitude. I guess that hasn't changed so much. But in the midst of that, I couldn't shake this feeling. It was a nudge. That sick feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. That feeling that makes your skin crawl, your hair stand on end. I felt that even though I had a job that I loved, a family that I loved, a house with a white picket fence that I loved, and a house cat that I tolerated, I still had that feeling that there's got to be something more. God was telling me that there has to be something more, some way to use my gifts in a different way. I know. How about seminary? Now, what sealed the deal on that was a workshop at a certain synod assembly in a certain synod where a certain bishop at the time talked about vocation, and I'm not naming names to protect the innocent. But I had, but that is where I felt the strongest that my gifts need to be. So much to the point that during this synod assembly, I leaned over across the table and said to my pastor at the time, my boss, I'm going to seminary. He looks over at me and he's like, what? I said, I don't know how and I don't know when, but I'm going to seminary. So long story short, I had to give up that house, that white picket fence, that job that I loved with a steady income. But God has made a way in my life so that I can use the gifts and talents that I have been given. My own journey of call and generosity took a drastic and unexpected turn and continues to do so. Jesus talks about this sort of thing in our gospel today. A master entrusts his servants with different amounts of talents, each according to his ability. Now, a talent wasn't like, I can sing and dance and play piano and all that. No. It was, at that time, it was a form of currency or a way to calculate a large sum of money. Some sources say about 15 years worth of yearly wages is what it would be. This master expects those entrusted with those talents, these huge sums of money, to do something with them. Invest them. Spend them for a decent return. The first servant invests 5 and receives double the rate of return. Another receives 2 and doubles them as well. However, one of those that has been entrusted with that single talent, still a huge sum of money, expects that the master will be harsh and seeks only to preserve the single talent he was given by burying it out of fear. And so upon the master's return, he is pleased with the work of the first two servants that have done the investing and the expanding of the master's wealth. But to the servant who played it safe, who thought playing it safe was doing the master's will, the master was very displeased. And so that servant was punished severely, thrown out into the outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ouch. Now, I don't know about you, but way too many times I felt like the servant who took the talent and buried it out of fear, out of security, out of safety. Too many times I felt that nudge to go to seminary, and too many times I, the stubborn German-Russian Dakota boy that is standing before you here, avoided what I thought God was confronting me with. Time and time again, God was trying to bring me out of my comfort zone, tell me, Colin, this is where you need to be. But I would just bury those thoughts, those feelings, those open doors. I was trying to preserve my own security, my own dignity, the life that I knew best and was comfortable with. I thought I knew what was best for me and my family, only to find out my path in life wasn't for me to decide, apparently. It wasn't until I took that leap of going to seminary, even though I was scared out of my mind, that I experienced God's grace through Jesus Christ, and how generous God's love truly is. By taking my gifts, taking risks with my gifts, coming out of my comfort zone, my life and my family have been blessed in many ways. I have met people I would have never met otherwise. I have made new connections. I now know how those servants who invested the master's talents felt. They took risks that gave greater rewards. And that's what Jesus has done with us. Jesus came to earth, took risks, shook things up a bit, threw over a few tax collector tables here or there, brought people out of their comfort zones, brought people outside of what the rules were. And ultimately, he ended up giving his life on the cross and rose again for that same reason. The ultimate gift of salvation for all of us. A gift of grace for those times that we may take a risk and mess up. A gift of mercy and forgiveness of the times when we are stubborn and want to bury our gifts, a gift of love for all of creation. Have you ever felt like that servant who buried the talent? Wanting to take the safe and secure path with your gifts? Do you feel that nudge, that feeling in the pit of your stomach that there is something more? A feeling of wanting to give more of yourself, your time, your talents? Obviously, every time somebody feels like that, it's not always a call to ministry. After all, not everybody is comfortable standing up here talking about Jesus week in and week out. But maybe that nudge is God saying to you, you are loved. You are cared for. I have you taken care of. Now use your gifts. Go on that journey, whatever that may be. It may be a physical journey, a change of career, pioneering something new, or a journey of generosity. Take the leap. God has your back. God gives to all of us so extravagantly. And through Jesus, God gives faith, love, and the hope of salvation. Through water and the word, God names us as God's own children of the light. God takes the ultimate risk, giving of God's very self by sending the Son into the world, where he will give his life on the cross so that all of us may have an abundant life. Through these and all God's gifts, we are enriched beyond measure. Our journeys of generosity are called by God, called to enrich others as God works through us in faith, hope, and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.